All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm Major Joy. I hope you guys are great. All right, now, but this time when I should leave my house. All right, now explained in the clip below. All right, now Dust Flood just gave me a headache earlier today. Thank you, but Lord have mercy. All right, now if I had my passport when all that was going on with that clown ass racist, I would have dove my ass across that Mexican border. Does that make sense? I didn't get my passport until August the 25th, and they hid it for 56 days. You guys, I mean, I called the passport office. These folks, all right, now I guess they knew who I was. I have no idea because this stream is going across the entire world. They were so shitty. And then when I kept calling Atlanta, somebody help me. And then she said, send you a reissue form. And I put it in the mail with tracking. And they got the next day, and then they reissued my passport. And I finally got my passport on August the 25th. But when I was leaving my house, I applied for this passport in February, right? I went to February to get my passport. All right, now I hadn't came back yet. But I had moved. That's another thing with it, too. If I had my passport and this shit was going on in Mexico, that shit I'd have dove across that border. Does that make sense? I got my passport this time, so no clown risk that stuff won't happen like this again. Oh, God, no. Oh, not never, right? Canada and Mexico right then. I have a passport that's viable. It's time for me to go, right? Like you're going to tolerate some clown-ass racist like that. You know, racist being plural. Not just one racist, but old Mitch and Grosso and that little bastard watching my phone. Because if he's not racist, what is that boy, right? All right, no, but, you know, listen to the previous clip. You don't know all about that, Lord. You talk about feeling stressed. Sick, afraid. I can't put into words that stuff. That was the scary shit. All right, now, but I hope that you guys are doing great. All right, now, so yeah, we talk about daddy. Oh my god, I'm not even talking about it. Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, yeah. If you're gonna nothing against daddy, right? I don't know anything about this man. I just see what's on the news and what's sensationalized. But you know, so I don't know anything about it. But you know, if you are going to help people, does that make sense? Then help them. Have to go through something like that. Thank God for all the money I got. Yes, I can say I'm rich because God, Jesus has made me rich no matter what clown-ass racists want to see me rich, right? All right, now, so are any asshole like T.D. Jakes and these other assholes that want to steal because they've been in a position ripping people off for decades. They ain't made no fucking money. I ain't saying T.D. Jakes started off like that. I don't want to pass judgment to it. God forgive me, but I don't know what he is now, but he ain't no pastor. He's an actor, right? All right, now, bless the Lord right now, but I feel some type of a way about it. Also proud to go to this bank right now. If you go help people, help them. Lord have mercy. All right, now learning some valuable lessons last year. That was some crazy stuff. All right, now that was the road to getting to a 23-digit number, it being in the sextillions, right? Since King Solomon, that hasn't been done in the world. And you know, that's how the racists received it. They tried to tear my ass to pieces. And to be all the way fair, people like T.D. Jakes too, it was some nasty stuff, right? It's pretty heartless, nasty, but you ripped your soul, right? All right, no, that's for Lord. I said the Lord to handle that stuff. All right, no, but you know, I refuse to hate people. You let the racists have all the hatred, you know. Oh, God. I hope that you guys are well and great. Good evening to you guys. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, so very excited to go to the bank. That's why I don't mind paying for tickets to go overseas to the bank for money that is earned. And I'm not trying to hear anything. No clown ass racist clowns in the United States have to say. Or people like T.D. Jakes, be all the way fair. Everybody's not racist. I'm not trying to, you know, that's being real. You can't, you know, you got to call a spade a spade. Biden is a racist. You must call a spade a spade. All right, now the little asshole watching my phone, if he ain't racist, he's salty and he's something. But, you know, this old disgusting asshole, Mitch, he was knees deep. He was right on in with that scam. All right, now they stood up and called me stupid after they did all that evil to me. You have to call a spade, these are racist ass folks, right? All right, now, but I'm happy to go to any bank overseas. I'm happy to travel, happy to get on boats. I'm happy to not fly on planes. We've got, not take these racists serious. And people like T.D. Jakes, too. Oh, my God, you got to talk about threats and evil. You nasty asshole, man. He ain't serving Jesus. He's serving his wallet, his pocket. To the fact that he's willing to do anything for it. Let's not even go into that, right? All right, no, so I don't mind going over to the bank in France, and Spain invited me, and Brazil invited me, and Australia invited me. America, Samoa, where people voted for me in the presidential primary, and they look like me. I'm Hawaiian, too. I go over there, bitch, I get my banking information. I got a Barclays, too, by Christ Jesus. But, you know, and Brazil invited me, and Canada invited me, Mexico invited me. All right, now that's for the Lord. Now these different countries invited me. That's not even all of them. Happy to travel this earth to go to the bank. It's a privilege of mine to get to this bank because somebody's not going to play games and be salty about money that's earned. They just want to be paid, right? All right, now so, you know, that's why I'm happy to buy tickets and travel. That's why I'm happy to short my stuff and travel because there's already success to the fact that people knew there was success. They're trying to destroy me for it. Just nasty and racist. I do not like the United States and I don't wish to reside in it. So I'm happy to go travel to Earth until I get to a bank that won't play games. France already said, come down, be happy to pay France. Does that make sense? I'm going immediately. That is what I'm doing. All right, now I won't talk about how much I'm making, but I'm make sure that within the next 4 or 5 checks, that is cover everything, right? All right, now that's about 2 months of work. All right, now so I can get my ass on this boat. That's reasonable. Get my butt on this boat and go to France, go to England and take the bus to France and go to the bank, right, and pay these folks reasonably within reason. I just, you know, the racism, I had it with the United States after something like that and some clown race tried to frame you over and over and over again after that. All right, now, I hope you guys are well. All right, now, it is the anniversary of all that stuff, the 18th of April, right? I never forget it. All right, I hope you guys are well. Thank God for Jesus getting me through it, though. I have to give Jesus the praise on and glory to even get through some stressful stuff like that. Sick, stress, not sick, but feeling sick, like you want to just, stressed out. And I can't say how the stuff I was feeling, afraid. I've never been through something like that, right? All right, now, jump across the Mexican border. I get a passport now. And that racist clown never pulled any shit like this again, oh God, no, but I just thank God to get the fuck out of the United States, right, God willing, right? All right, no, just, all right, no, and not helping the United States in no capacity. Thank you guys so much.